Aaron, fantastic to see you once again in a gold shirt for the New South Wales Country Corellas. Must be satisfying to get back into the squad, but it's a pretty hard old squad to get into now.
Yeah, it definitely is. We had 5 zones this year, which is, you know, 2 more than we've had for the last 5 or 6 years, so there's been a lot more competition. Those new sides brought a lot of really good girls to the competition, so it's, you know, really fantastic squad to get into, and I think we're going to do really well this year.
And also the nice lure is that on Sunday the 29th of May you get to play at home for the Corellas as they cut the squad for the national champs. But it's great to play against Sydney, but also that extra tournament there in Wagga with the Southern States tournament being revived. And finally a big, big opportunity for you to be part of the Wallaroos and a couple of test matches in New Zealand and some more prominence, which is great for women's rugby.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be fantastic to be able to play at home in Hunter. We haven't had a country game there in recent memory, so that's going to be fantastic to get some support from our home sides there. And we're going to have a great hit out down in Wagga for the Southern States hit out, and hopefully get some good team runs together so we can suit ourselves up and get ready for nationals.
And of course, things, how are things going with the Blacks? And if we want to play a bit of women's rugby, we head down to Marcellin. What time do we get down there for the training so we can put on the esteemed black shirt?
Training at Marcellin at 6 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we're looking for heaps more players. You know, come down, get involved. Women's rugby's growing again in New South Wales country, so get down, get amongst it, have some fun.
And there's been some tough times at the club the last 12 months, of course, and club's really done well to bounce back from all of that under Betty Emmett, but how have they supported you between the men and the women playing rugby?
Oh, look, the club's been fantastic. We've never had so much support before. They've just really gotten behind us, giving us everything we need, all the support we need, and getting down there and supporting us on game day, you know. So it's really fantastic to see, and we really appreciate all that support.
Can we take down Wanderers this year? Because they've had the trophy forever, and well, it's only 4 teams, unfortunately. It's going to be a hot competition in the Hunter Women's Comp, isn't it?
Definitely. We'd love to take down Wanderers. I think that's the plan for this year, so look for us in the finals.
And finally, what do you do for a cross down there at the great metropolis that is Maitland?
I work in a veterinary pharmaceutical company. Do some testing, get all those pet care products out there for care of your pets.
Well, I'm looking for some extra money, so you might be able to test something on an elephant. But great to catch up with you, Aaron. We wish you all the best moving forward as you start your pathway to the Wallaroos. It'll all start, of course, this afternoon at Marcellin as you wear the black shirt. Get out there from about 1 p.m. to get stuck into it as far as the Hunter Women's Competition. And, of course, on the 29th, which is a Sunday of May, the New South Wales Country Corellas will be playing in Sydney down there in Newcastle at about 1 p.m.